Go to January 22nd agenda.
Sure.
So I have a question about that because I went back and looked. You know, when I brought up this point of order, the following meeting, you brought up go up. I'm sorry. And you see right there where it says point of order clarification? How on earth is that added to the agenda after the meeting was done?
No, it wasn't.
I have the original. If you go, I have the original agenda right here where it says welcome, pledge allegiance. That was not on there. And then if you go to the email that I got from, I got an email on January 22nd from Allison, and it says, here's the agenda. And if you go click on the state webpage where we have the official agenda, that's not on there. And that ended up being put on there in a subsequent, the first time I noticed it, because I went back and what brought my attention to it is I was wondering how the next meeting, when you passed out your response to my letter, this was not on the agenda, but then all of a sudden your thing actually has an agenda item to it. And I go back and look, and sure enough, the agenda was actually changed.
Michael?
Way after the meeting.
We don't change the agenda. So I'm not sure what happened, but basically what you're saying is that Allison, once she got the agenda, she would have changed it because she's the one who makes this available out on the website.
Can you go to the state webpage right now?
May I please make one point? We have a motion on the floor.
Right. True.
To accept the previous subject. We need to deal with that. You're getting off subject.
Oh, no,
I'd like
not.
No, you are.
I'll call
and I want to stay on subject because I'd like to go home.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Call the
question. I have a point of order, though.
No.
I don't agree that what she just said. This has everything to do with
it.
Okay.
It's not about you. Call for the question.